Our next guest on Northside today is Suzanne Fitzpatrick, Communication Manager at Codema.ie. Suzanne, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Ellen.
Suzanne, would you be able to tell our listeners some of the background to Codema?
Sure. Well, Codema is the energy agency for Dublin, for anyone who has never heard of us. We've been around, actually, for about 16 years now, and we were set up on the initiative of Dublin City Council with support from European Commission at the time. And our main work is acting as the energy advisor to the Dublin local authorities and also to help them improve the energy efficiency in the public buildings around the city. So really our main services would focus on energy awareness. So, for example, educating staff in local authority buildings about the energy being used in a particular building. Also monitoring and surveying of local authority buildings around the city. And this is an ongoing process. We're analysing all these local authority buildings in the city, seeing how they work, what problems they might have, and how the energy performance of that building can be improved. And also we've a lot of experience in project management and funding. So we would apply to the EU for funding for particular energy projects, and we would bring this money to Dublin to implement any energy projects with the local authorities, which is a great way for getting funding for these kind of works, because obviously with the recession we don't have as much money as we would have had previously.
And even though we are within a recession at present, we should still strive to have a greener and cleaner environment. Now, I know that you had mentioned that you work with the Dublin local authorities, but some of the projects that you do run as well at Codema, you can actually, you know, people at home could actually implement them into their daily work lives or in their own homes.
Absolutely. Like an example of the work that we've done with Dublin City Council, we ran a switch off campaign, and that focused on getting staff to switch off like normal office appliances such as computers, photocopiers and printers, and turning off the lights when the room isn't being used. And people tend to underestimate that the power that user behaviour can have on improving energy efficiency. Like if everybody living in Dublin today was to go and just do very simple measures like switching off their lights when they're not needed, or if there's enough natural daylight, or if you're using an overhead desk lamp instead of lighting the entire office, or if you're last one in the office, just give a quick check around your colleagues' desks and make sure everything in the office is switched off. And obviously things like heating, if the heating is on, you know, obviously don't have the windows wide open either. And then obviously, you know, you can apply these tips to the home as well and save a lot of energy. We obviously are in the middle of a recession, so there's no better way there's no better reason really to become a bit more greener and become a bit more conscious of saving energy, because you'll notice it in your gas and electricity bills.
So saving the planet and saving the pennies in your pocket as well.
Exactly.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the Imagine Energy competition that was the winner, which was just recently announced?
Yeah, this is part of one of the projects that we're actually leading at the moment. It's a project called ACE, and it's all about promoting the importance of renewable energy throughout Northwest Europe. And as you were saying there, we announced the winner of the Imagine Energy competition, and this was a competition to design a smart energy feature in the middle of Dublin city centre. And this was the idea that it would promote the benefits of renewable energy in a really creative and unique way, or something that's never really been done before in Dublin anyway. And just last week, as you were saying, we announced the winner, and the designer was a very talented architect by the name of Declan Scullion, and his design is called the 10 Cube. And it's going to be a great new landmark for Dublin City Centre. And it's a physical representation of how much oil Ireland is using every 10 minutes. So that in itself is pretty unique, and it will highlight the importance of renewable energy kind of in a different way, in a way that will actually make people stop and realise just how much energy Ireland is using overall, and the things that we can do to prevent this and to reduce our energy use. Like particularly with renewable energy, people don't actually know an awful lot about renewable energy. There's not a huge amount of information out there. And people don't, you know, they may have heard of renewable energy, but they don't necessarily know why it's important to them or important in their everyday life. And, you know, fossil fuels are running out, and it is important that we look to alternative energy sources, so sources that could be easily replenished, so sources from the sun or from the wind, and from our ocean energy as well.
And how have you seen the participation between yourselves and the different authorities around Dublin over the last few years? Has there been a greater uptake each year, or has it slowed down during the recession?
Well, with the local authorities, over the last few years, like, obviously, everywhere has been hit by the recession, and the local authorities are as keen as ever to reduce their energy bills. And obviously, they, as they're in the public sector, they would have targets to meet a reduction of 33%. On their energy consumption by the year 2020. So really, kind of, we're busier than ever here in Coadema, working with the local authorities, because energy is completely on the agenda now for the local authorities. It's very important. It's an easy way to save money, and it's an easy way to improve the environment as well. So yeah, we found out, in working with the local authorities in the last few years, that energy is really on the agenda, and particularly, if you look at the kind of the booming sectors at the moment, there's very few of them. But I suppose the whole green and the clean tech sectors are the one area where there is job growth. So that area in general is expanding.
If our listeners want to find out more information about Coadema or any of the projects, or perhaps get any tips to implement in their workplaces or their own homes, the website would be the best place to go?
The website would be the best place. It's www.coadema.ie. And I should say, at the moment, we have an interactive gallery online, which showcases all the entries that we received for the Imagine Energy competition. So there's some great submissions there if people want to go on and have a look, just out of interest. It will kind of really spark your imagination for renewable energy installations for the city. So, you know, we some of the submissions include, like, there was one design called the Dublin City Step, which proposed a kind of a walkway over O'Connell Bridge, and it was based on kinetic energy. So the more people who walked over O'Connell Bridge, the more the bridge would light up, and this would be linked to a kind of a light show on Liberty Hall. And we also had ideas for renewable energy playgrounds in the middle of the city centre, kind of like a giant hamster wheel, which looked really interesting as well. There was another idea for a fix-a-bike scheme, which were similar to the Dublin bike stations, but would be powered by renewable energy. And so, say if you're in the middle of the city and you're cycling and you get a puncture, or if something happens to your bike, that you can pull up to one of these stations and fix your bike, all with the help of renewable energy.
So it sounds like very exciting times at Coadema, and all the very creative projects and interactive projects as well, I should say. But Suzanne Fitzpatrick, Communications Manager at Coadema.ie, thanks for joining us on Northside today.
Thank you.